Praise the Lord. I've got one song on my heart I'm going to do, and I'll get into the Word. This is a song that my mom used to sing, well, still does, but amen. It's one, you know, I'm looking forward to the day is one day we're going to see the landing lights. Amen. Yes. We're going to see those, you know, you notice the airports. And, here lately, I got to ride on a lot of planes, you know, to see April's family and stuff. And I noticed whenever you fly at night, they got them lights that lead you on into the airport. Amen. It lands you safely. Amen. One day, we're going to see the Lord waving us in. Amen. We're going to land safely. We're going to be there forever. Amen. I tell you what, I get excited thinking about stuff like that. And I'm going to follow the Lord all the way until we get there. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to do the best I can with this song. And I believe the Lord, we get a blessing out of it. When I was a child, Mama told me some things. She told me of the joy that this good life will bring. Amen. She said there's only one that can save your soul, and he still shines the lights of glory so you can find your way home. Amen. And the landing lights are shining at home. Shining just for me. Should I leave here tomorrow, please promise me this. Among those who are going, that your name is on that list. For it would not be heaven if I go alone. So make sure that the captain will turn your light on. For the landing lights are shining at home. There stands Jesus. He's waving me on. And when I sit down, I'll sing a song, sweet victory, for the landing lights are shining just for me. Yes, the landing lights are shining just for me. Amen. I'll tell you what, I look forward to seeing the Lord one day. Amen. I tell you what, it's good to hear God's Word and be in His house. I truly believe that I'm saved. Amen. And I truly believe that the Lord called me to be saved. Amen. And I truly believe that we're all here tonight for a purpose and for a reason tonight. I don't think it was some odd coincidence. I don't think it was some rare formality. I believe the Lord brought us here together for a reason tonight. Whether it be to receive a blessing through the song or through the Scripture tonight, amen, God has got a purpose for you here in this house. Church, I tell you what, I can sit back and say today, I can leave right now and say it's been good to be in the joy of the Lord. Amen, church. We've heard the message this morning that is able to save the whole world. We've heard songs that can touch you when you're in the deepest part of your life. Amen, church. But tonight, we're going to take it a little bit further. If the Lord be my help, we're going to open up to the book of Mark, chapter 10. And we're going to start from verse 46. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this, where you're finding this. This past week, April participates in a countywide Christian youth group known as Young Life, and they had a meeting this week, a banquet to raise money for the group. And you know, the one thing I can say about their leader that they have is the man, I tell you, is a true call of God speaker and preacher, minister, whatever you call him, amen. But he is a true call of God man, and he started talking about this scripture here, and I sat there at that table, and everybody else, you know, sat back and enjoyed themselves, having a good time. But little did they know, but the Lord was touching my heart. Amen. The Lord was giving me a word to preach tonight, and I was sitting there and I soaked it in, and it talks about a man calling out to God, calling out to Christ. Amen. To be be healed in this scripture.
Yeah.
Amen. But I believe he goes a little bit further in what this story talks about.
Yeah.
Amen. The blind Bartimaeus. I believe it's to the Christian people tonight.
Yeah.
Amen, church. If you have a need, if you're going through a struggling life, amen, church, cry out to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's what he wants you to do. He expects you to come to him for help. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's his purpose. Amen.
Yeah.
Church, I'll tell you what, too many times we get too caught up in ourselves. Amen. We can't find time to call out to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But just like blind Bartimaeus, amen, he called out, Christ heard him. Amen. And Christ did that for us tonight.
Amen.
You know that? Amen. I didn't even preach before I even got to reading. Amen. But it's okay. Amen. As long as the Lord's here, it's all that matters. Amen. The book of Mark chapter 10, verse 46. The Bible says, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, that the son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good comfort. Arise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus.
Amen.
And the Bible says in verse 51, and Jesus answered and said to him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said to him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, go thy way, thy faith hath made me whole. And immediately, I love that right there, amen. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Amen.
Amen. I want to stop right there for a minute and get into his word. You know, I love the part that the enemy said, immediately he received his sight. Amen. And he went his way and followed Christ. Amen. When you sung that song, I will follow thee. Amen, church. Amen. We need to make a decision like blind Bartimaeus. And what Jesus has done for us in this life.
Amen.
And what he did for blind Bartimaeus. He decided to follow him. Amen. Amen, church. What more does the Lord have to do for us? And for us to follow him, Christ. Amen. We can cry out with our knees.
Amen.
We can cry out our deepest valley. Amen.
Yeah.
We can cry out on the mountaintop. Amen. God can hear your prayers tonight.
Yeah.
Amen, church. But we got to follow him.
Yeah.
And we got to lead the path.
Right.
And lead the lost to Christ.
Amen,
amen, church. We know the devil will get them out.
Yeah.
Amen. The devil will destroy us.
Yeah.
Amen. We must follow Christ tonight.
Amen,
amen, church.
Amen.
I tell you. Hey, you know, when the Bible talks, blind Bartimaeus started crying out.
Yeah.
And these people said, shut up, be quiet. Amen. But the more the devil said, amen, the louder he cried. Amen, church, that devil today will tell you, shut up.
Right.
He don't want to hear your mouth.
Amen.
He don't want to hear your knees. Amen, but we need to cry a little bit louder. Amen, we need to raise our hands a little bit higher.
Amen,
amen. We need to hit those knees and pray.
Yes,
amen, the moment we do that, amen, God will work in your life.
Amen,
amen, God will heal your sickness.
Amen,
amen, God will save your soul.
Amen.
Boy, thank God, good preaching, amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, church, we need to cry out to God.
Yeah.
Get a little bit louder, amen.
Amen.
Amen. The song says, blind Bartimaeus. Amen. The song says, he's more than enough for us, God.
Amen.
Christ, when he died on the cross, amen, was more than enough for you.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't need anything else this life. Amen. The strongest medicine, amen, will heal a sin-sick soul. Amen. Church, we cry. Amen. God on the cross for us.
Thank
amen. God sent his son. Amen. We'll take care of that.
Yeah.
that good. Boy, church, this message has been eating me up all week.
Lord,
amen. Jerry said this morning, he said, Caleb, how do you want to preach? In the back of my mind, I said, Jerry, no, I want to sit back and listen to you, but the other side, boy, I really love to preach tonight. Amen, church, God has a reason for everything. Amen, blind Bartimaeus just happened to be the path of Jesus that day. Amen, Jesus stopped the longest way and gave the man a sight. He said immediately, he was made whole. Immediately, he followed him.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. We got people. We talk about people, amen, they'll get healed, amen. Stage 4 cancer.
Yeah.
Stage 4. I believe that's the worst you can get. Mm-hmm. And we'll get people, amen, that will go have any kind of surgery done to repair their eyesight. Mm-hmm. Amen. Sometimes they'll get to walk a little bit after a stroke.
Yeah, right.
Amen. But they don't give credit where credit's due, do they?
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, that's right.
Amen. They'll continue going on their merry old way. They'll continue on their bad habits. Amen. Amen. The blind Bartimaeus knew that day. Amen. Where his healing came from. Amen. He knew all he needed was Jesus' touch. Amen. And it doesn't matter how many people got on to him. Amen. Don't know how many people tried to get in his way. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus had his mind set up that he needed a touch from Jesus. Amen. Amen. Church tonight. Amen. You may have a healing issue. Amen. You may have a headache tonight. You may have a backache tonight. Amen. You may be dealing with something we don't know. Amen. But church, blind Bartimaeus found a way to Jesus. Amen. Tonight there's a way leading to him tonight. Amen. Church, there's a healing way for you. Amen.
Yeah.
There's a safe and fine way for you.
Amen.
Yeah. But you must follow him.
Amen.
You must go to him.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, bring you boldly to the throne
of
grace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bob Bartimaeus knew. Amen. I just love that.
Yeah.
He said he cried out.
Yeah.
Amen. He looked to Jesus. He saw him coming. And a big crowd. I can imagine. A big old pile of people. Amen.
Yeah.
Blind Bartimaeus, keep in mind, church, he can't see nothing.
Yeah.
He's blind. Amen. Can't see a thing, but he knew Jesus was coming.
Right.
Amen. He knew the man that he needed. Amen. The only person that was going to heal him that day, he knew he was coming.
Right.
Amen. He started crying out, Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
Amen. I can picture him feeling his way around. Amen. I can picture him trying to touch Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. But Jesus came to heal.
Amen.
Amen. He reached down and gave the signs.
Amen.
Those men couldn't stop it.
Right.
Amen. Today, church, the devil ain't going to stop you.
Amen.
If you believe in God today, amen. Push that old devil out of the way.
Amen.
Say, devil, get thee behind me.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to get to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He'll make a way for you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Listen, church.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen, church. He said he's sitting on the highway side begging.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, I see all these people all the time on the side of the road. Amen. They're holding up signs. Some of them go as low as say, I'm dying of cancer. I need money. Amen. You'll see them the next day. I'm dying of this. I need money. Amen, church, we see all many times, amen, people use anything they can to get their way through life.
Right.
But the whole time, Jesus is sitting in front of them.
Right.
Amen, the whole time, the healing of these sitting right in front of them.
Amen,
amen. Jesus, amen, will walk by the wayside.
Yeah.
Amen, just like he did for Bob Bartimaeus. Amen, he can walk down your street tonight. Amen, and he can heal you.
Yeah,
amen. Amen, church, I need a spiritual healing sometimes.
Yeah.
Amen, I'm not going to be able to find that in the book. I'm not going to be able to find that on TV. Amen, church, but I can find it.
Yeah.
Amen, on my knees, praying to God.
Yeah.
And just like Bob Bartimaeus, I cry out.
Amen.
Amen, a little bit louder. Amen, and eventually the Lord will hear my prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, the Bible says, many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried out and great thee, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Boy, church, the Bible talks about one day there's going to be a great crying out.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible talks about, amen, there's going to be a terrible day coming. Amen. Church, instead of crying out for healing, amen, people are going to be crying out to be saved.
Yeah.
And they're going to be crying out, Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Amen, church, but I'm talking about a day.
Yeah.
Amen, church, it's going to be too late for that crying out.
Amen,
no matter how loud you get, but no matter how high you reach.
Yeah.
Amen, church, there will be no time after the Lord comes.
Amen.
And the Lord says enough.
Amen.
I believe He means enough.
Amen,
amen. We're going to have a new Lord. People that are lost, they know without God.
Amen,
they'll be cast out of darkness.
Amen.
Boy, I'd love to see, amen, a time, amen, when the church gets together, there's a great crying out.
Yeah.
Amen, we need a great crying out.
Yeah,
tonight at Fredonia.
Yeah.
Amen, we need to get together as a church and Lord, amen,
yeah.
I need your help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Yeah,
amen, Lord, I need your touch tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, when we get together, the Bible says, amen, in one mind and one accord.
Yeah.
Amen. He would be in the midst of thee.
Yeah.
Amen, church. I'm talking about a time just like in the upper room.
Yeah.
Amen, where people come together. Amen, in one mind and one accord.
Yeah.
Amen. The Spirit filled that room.
Yeah.
It went through like a mighty rushing wind.
Yeah.
And tonight, church, cancer is not an issue for God. And tonight, and pneumonia is not a problem for God tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. But He is the answer.
Yeah.
And He is the healing. Amen. Church, there ain't nothing the doctor can't do.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Amen. It's all in God's hands.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Amen.
But the Bible says we need to cry out.
Yeah, man.
A little bit louder tonight. Boy, I'd love to be in there.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Church, there's been times in the Bible that where it talks about people, amen, filled with demons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. The devil will get out there. He'd love to fill people up.
Yeah.
Amen, but I'd love to be there. Amen, when these people walked up to Jesus. Amen, they're filled with demons. Amen, I remember Brother Jerry preaching about maybe the last Sunday, the Sunday before. Amen, about unclean spirits.
Yeah.
Amen, talk about the swine, running, demons being cast
right.
down to the swine.
Right.
Amen, they're running over the hill and being engulfed in the water.
Yeah.
Amen, church, well, I'd love to have been there that day. I'd love to have been there when Jesus, amen, healed the blind.
Yeah.
I'd love to have been there that day He made the lame to walk.
Right.
Amen, I'd love to have been there that day when He told Lazarus to come forward.
Hey,
amen, church, I'd love to have been there that day.
Yeah.
Amen, when the stone rolled away. Amen, Jesus came forth from that old grave.
Amen,
church, we face up.
Yeah.
I believe in the day when Jesus was crucified. I believe there's a great crowd out.
Right.
I believe they knew what they'd done.
Right.
I believe they knew who the real King was.
Right.
And tonight, church, I'm going to ask you to stand tonight. Hey, Brother Aaron, get us home. Hey, let me tell you something, church. If you're going through something tonight, hey, if you need a healing from God, hey, man, if you need something in your life, hey, man, tonight's a good time to get it.
Hey,
man, tonight's a good night to cry out. Hey, tonight's a good night to follow Jesus. Hey, man, church, hey, the Bible says we must pick up a cross. Hey, man, and follow Him.
Amen.
I believe you need to look the Word. Hey, step by step.
Hey,
look the Word and apply to your heart tonight. Amen, church, we need to come.
Amen.
Amen, we need to come tonight. Amen, we need to come. Oh, God is more than enough tonight. Amen, He's more than enough to heal you. He's more than enough to save you tonight. Amen, church. Hey, why don't you come tonight? Amen, Black Bartimaeus cried a little bit louder. Amen, church tonight. Hey, we need to cry a little bit louder tonight. And God will hear your prayers. He will touch you tonight. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. He is more than enough.
Yeah.
I promise He is more than
praise
enough.
Praise God tonight.
God, you and me, He's more than enough. Your daughter to mine.
Praise God.
He's more than enough.
Praise God. Your
family like mine, He's more than enough.
Amen.
You all the Jesus, and He's more than enough.
Amen.
What's said of me, He prays of giving new life, and Jesus is more than enough.
Praise the Lord now.
Amen.
Praise God.
My daughter
is
dying and
yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
And another man said she's ready to leave the Master alone.
Praise the Lord.
But when he heard what he said, his heart was grieved. He said, be not afraid. Only be
praise the Lord.
Say unto thee, arise, I will lead thee by the
mind. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 Amen.
life, this church.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something tonight. Amen. I've been speaking to a God this week. Amen. I've been having prayer. Amen. Talking to a man, a higher power. Amen. I got to thank Lord. Amen. There's something going to happen this weekend.
Yeah.
Amen. What must I do to follow you? And what must I do to be in the will of the Father?
Amen.
He said, come listen to me.
Yeah.
Amen. You preach the word. Amen. You'll follow who I need to fall on. Amen.
Yeah.
Tonight. Amen. Mary cried a little bit louder tonight. Amen. She cried above the crowd. Amen. The Lord heard her prayer. Hey, let me tell you something tonight, church. Amen. God is more than enough.
Amen.
Amen. He can save you. Amen. From your deepest pit in your life. Amen. He can heal you.
Amen.
The doctor says it's impossible tonight. Amen. But we need to trust in God. Amen. Put all our faith in Him. Amen. He can take care of you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. But we need to cry out a little bit louder tonight.
Yeah.
Are you afraid to cry out for God a little bit louder? Eric, give me one more verse, buddy. One more verse. I ain't going to drag it on.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Cry out a little bit louder tonight, church. Praise God tonight. Cry out a little bit louder tonight. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Cry out a little bit louder tonight. Oh, it sounds good having you tonight. Amen, church. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Cry out a little bit louder tonight. One blind Lord raised high. Hey, Jesus heard why Bartimaeus crowd above everybody. Amen. He reached out. Amen. And opened his eyes, brother Lord. Amen. What more can he do for us? Amen. Church, follow him tonight. Amen. Stretch that hand up a little higher. Make that voice a little louder. And watch God work tonight. Oh, church, are you needing something tonight? Are you needing something tonight? Lord, come and get it, boy. Stand up here. We need to get a bit closer to the fire. Amen, church, don't be afraid to get burned. Amen, God's here waiting on you tonight. Ooh, praise God. Woo. Amen, church. Amen, he's more than enough. More than enough tonight.
He's more than enough. Make the blind man to see. He's more than enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise God tonight.
Water to wine. He's more than enough to feed a family like mine. He's more than enough.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, it's good. Praise God.
Amen.
Give a new life then, Jesus.
Praise God.
More than enough.
Amen.
He can raise up the dead.
Praise God.
Burden on me this week.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what. I fought that old devil the past couple of weeks, Brother Joe. Amen. Right. He tore me up.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. He thought he had me. Amen. Church, the old devil takes everything he can away from you.
Yeah.
Amen. But you better make sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you better make plain sure. Amen. The old devil don't take Christ out of your heart tonight.
Yeah, right.
Amen. The devil puts you to dirt.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Church, when I look at that devil's fate now, and I said, brother, I got my mind made. Amen. Church, the old devil had to flee. You know
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says he'll put you on the mountain.
Yeah.
And that's
Praise
exactly what he did for me and my family this
yeah.
week. Yeah. Praise God. I had the biggest
Amen.
Burden on me the past couple weeks. It feels good to get
out.
Boy, I tell you what. I thank the Lord for saving me. I thank the Lord for pulling me out of the deepest pit. Amen.
Yeah.
Out of the darkest spot in my life. Amen, church. I can go on and on. I can tell you stories that will blow you away. Amen. But just know, amen, God has brought me a long way.
Amen.
I cried out a little bit louder. I cried out above the crowd.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I need you.
Yeah.
Amen, church. He gave me healing. It wasn't a physical healing, Brother Joe. Amen. It wasn't something I had to go to the doctor and get a prescription for. Amen. He needed to heal me of something. Amen. And that man can't provide. Amen. He healed me of being sick. Amen. Church, there ain't a machine I could have got hooked up on. Amen. I could have found it. Amen. But Jesus found it in my soul. Amen. He took it out of me. Amen. Today and forever, I will choose to follow Him.
Amen.
Praise God. That's all I got. Amen. Let me tell you something.
Amen.
I love the Lord, and I pray tonight.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord for Sister Mary coming. Amen. I knew it for somebody here tonight. Yeah. I just didn't know who. Amen. But I feel good now. Amen. I'm going to be able to go home, and I'm going to have that peace that I've been looking for.
Amen.
Amen. Church, if you need a healing tonight, amen, whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical, amen, you ain't going to find it nowhere else but at the altar. Amen.
Amen.
Right. The Lord is where your answer is.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank the Lord. I'm going to turn it back over to Jerry.
All right.